This was a low-key first appearance by Annie Ernaux on the day she received the highest honour in literature. A brief wave outside her home in a Paris suburb, just after she had been named the 2022 laureate by the Nobel Committee in Stockholm.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2022 is awarded to the French author Annie Ernaux for the courage and clinical acuity with which she uncovers the roots, estrangements, and collective restraints of personal memory.
Her books, such as A Man's Place and Happening, deal with her working-class roots, relationships with her parents, and an illegal abortion she had in the 1960s.
I will continue to fight until my last breath, so that women can remain free to choose to be mothers or not, because contraception, the right to abortion, are the matrix of women's freedom.
Her willingness to deal with difficult subjects was one attribute cited by the Nobel Committee.
She's so frank and direct and honest in her way of expression, and also that she writes about themes and topics that no one else touches on. You know, that she's a courageous woman, and that we have also in our motivation.
Ernaux is just the 17th woman to receive this prize, alongside 102 men. But the door is being opened to more female writers.
The Swedish Academy has given itself the task of awarding Nobel Prizes to a wider range of authors, fewer to the Western world and more to women.
The statistics historically appear catastrophic, but we can't put right what happened in the 1900s. There weren't many female researchers then, but now we're on the way to a balance and we don't have to strain ourselves. It's natural to go in that direction.
Ernaux can now expect to sell more of her books, at least here in Stockholm, where there was a rush on for the works of last year's winner, Tanzania's Abdulrazak Gona.
Sales go up, well, you could say a thousandfold, because there are often unknown authors who win. So it's from 0 to 100 in orders as soon as it's announced.
At age 82, Ernaux is the first French woman to receive this prize. Rewarded at last, 48 years after her debut novel. Paula Rees, Al Jazeera, Stockholm.